every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Thursday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot of news today. Holy smokes. Last night was 3 hours of AEW, 2 hours of Dynamite, hour of Collision. All of that leading to Wrestle Dream on Saturday, where we have 9 matches announced for the main show and 4 more for the tailgate brawl. We'll tell you about that and how Andrade plays into that and what is going on with Andrade. We now know. We'll tell you about that. Plus, we've got a bunch of other news as well, including Jacob Fatu, who is going to be out of action for an extended period of time, and we really don't know why, but we'll tell you about that. Update on JC Jane, which is good news, and an update on Fallon Henley, which is bad news. Roosh was injured on the show last night, but managed to uninjure himself in a wild story. Vince McMahon, of course, was involved in yet another reckless driving incident. This guy's been a bad driver for as long as I've been hearing Vince McMahon stories, and this was another one. Got Chris Bay update, which is very good news. Got a new Evolved champion. Thank the Lord. Update on Taz's shoulder surgery. And, of course, the Dynamite report. So a lot to get into here today. We're going to get into it after the break. Lance Storm is joining us. If you want to text us today, you're welcome to do so, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Holy smokes, the chat today. Listen, I get it. Some of you hate WWE, okay? You're always looking for something to get mad about. But listen to me, okay? So what happened with Andrade is that Andrade got fired from WWE, and the initial story that we heard, which apparently was legitimate because he ended up on AEW TV like the next week, was that he was fired and they didn't care, just get out of here, okay? So now it comes out that I don't know if it's he showed up or I don't know what it was, but now they are trying to hold him to the terms of his deal. So the terms of the TKO contracts, and I believe this was in the prior contracts as well, but for sure it's in the new contracts, is that if you are fired with cause, they are going to try to hold you to a one-year non-compete. Fired for cause or a breach of contract, okay? So, what they're trying to do is not allow him to work for a year. Now, let me make something abundantly clear, okay? I don't believe for a second that this would hold up in court, okay? I don't believe for one second if Andrade or Tony Khan or whoever challenges this that it's going to hold up in court, because you can't prevent somebody from working for an entire year. It doesn't matter if it's in the contract. I don't believe for a second that this would hold up if they challenged this in court, okay?
And Brian?
Yes.
It was in contracts before TKO. When I went back in 2019, there was a, if you were fired for cause, 1 year no compete, because I asked Johnny about it. I'm like, 1 year sounds excessive, and he reiterated that that's standard now, but that obviously you have to have been fired for cause or breach, and since I'm like the last person to worry about that, I went, okay, whatever. But when I was let go in the pandemic, they were obligated to pay me for the 90-day no-compete because it wasn't for cause. It was due to the pandemic, and then they paid me for 90, which was nice. But yeah, had I screwed up and they fired me for cause, there was a 1 year in it.
Yes. Now, everybody is looking at this from the WWE is horrible side, and no one is looking at this as to why that clause is in the contract, okay? So listen. Let me repeat, I don't think that this will hold up in court. It sounds, I mean, they've tried this before. Actually, the one with Brock was preposterous. Like, he wanted to leave, and they granted him his release with a 10-year non-compete in combat sports. He took it to court, and obviously he won. So the reason that the contract has this is not because WWE are a bunch of horrible, evil people.
No.
It's because if you work for WWE, okay, let's say that you're Drew McIntyre, all right? Drew McIntyre signs a 3-year contract with WWE. You know, he's all excited to go to work, okay? So they use him for 6 months. He doesn't like the way he's being used. The grass appears to be greener on the other side. He wants to go to AEW. Well, he committed to 3 years, but he doesn't want to wait 3 years to go to AEW. He wants to go right now, 6 months into the contract, the 3-year agreement that he signed. So he figures, well, there's only one way out. And he beats the living heck out of somebody backstage. He hits him with a pipe, and they fire him. And then the next Wednesday, he shows up on Dynamite. That's what they're trying to avoid here. The idea of a contract is you sign a 3-year deal. And yes, obviously, in any company, they're going to try to make the contract one-sided. But you realize that this, you know, stuff like this happened. They had a lot of guys in AEW that didn't want to be there. They couldn't wait to leave and go back to WWE. So the solution for those guys is, hey, I'm gonna beat up Sammy Guevara backstage. I'm going to hit him with a water bottle or whatever. They'll fire me, and I'll be on Raw on Monday. They're trying to avoid that by having a, if you are fired, no, you can't just go work for somebody else the next day. You agreed to be here for X amount of time, and so that's the situation.
And it has to be fired for cause.
For cause, yes. Not just like, oh, you know, we're done. We're like, it's not a situation where, oh, we got nothing for Andrade. Well, let's fire him or whatever. Andrade had to do something that was a breach of contract or a reason for the company to fire him for this to go into effect. If you're Drew McIntyre and, you know, you work for 6 months, a year, or even Ridge Holland, which actually he wasn't fired, but let's just say that Ridge Holland was fired. You can't just fire Ridge Holland because you don't want anything to do with the guy and then say you also can't work anywhere for a year. That doesn't fly. If you fire him just because you're done using him or whatever, like, he can go wherever he wants, or you can do the 90-day if that's in or whatever. But this is specifically for people who are trying to get out of their contract by getting themselves fired. They don't want them to just be able to walk to the opposition by doing something with cause to necessitate them firing you. That's why it's in there. Not because they're horrible people. They may be horrible people, but that's beside the point of why this is in the contract. For all I know, I should ask around. It may be in the AEW contract as well. I mean, wouldn't be surprised. I mean, this is not something exclusive to WWE, that if you were fired with cause, you can't just go work for the opposition the next day. It's a, I think it's a regular thing.
It would be an
open
invitation for havoc backstage.
Yes. I don't like it here? All right, beat somebody up. You can work on Dynamite Wednesday. They don't want that to happen, obviously. All right, then we have the situation with Jacob Fatu. Body Slam reported Thursday he's dealing with a, quote, non-wrestling related injury that will keep it out of the ring for, quote, an extended period of time, could be considerably into next year.
Holy crap.
Non-wrestling related injury that will keep him out possibly considerably into next year. That does not sound good.
No.
I don't know what it is, but he was scheduled. He has not wrestled since September 12th. So over a month since he had his last match, set to take on Drew McIntyre for this Friday, and I guess we'll see what happens, but sounds like the match isn't happening. So I don't know what it is, but all the best to him. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, sucks.
Dude, there have been so many injuries. So, you know, we talked about the JC Jane injury. She was wrestling on a house show October 9th, and she went down and grabbed her quad, and she couldn't make it to the back on her own, and they had to help her to the back. So, as it turns out, it appears she's all right. So, you know, they did the NXT show on Tuesday. If you guys watched that show, like, she was all over the show, walking, moving, whatever. That was a taped show. That was before she got hurt. But, you know, they were setting up the Battle Royal where the winner is going to end up getting a shot at JC Jane at Halloween Havoc. It appears that match is going to take place. It appears she's fine. However, on a different house show, I believe it was a different house show, they were doing a match and Fallon Henley was doing a spot. It was like a tag spot where they, I guess, tossed her into a Soul Snatcher. And unfortunately, it was mistimed. And Soul did the Soul Snatcher and landed right on Fallon's head. Mm-hmm. And apparently, I haven't seen the video, but apparently the video's out there. Apparently it looks really bad. And she is now out of action. So all the best to her.
Yes, absolutely.
Because now we've got another injury. Then we had Roosh, which last night they're doing this tag match, and this dude jumps into the ring to make a save, and his knee pad gets caught on the ropes, and he trips and falls and lands on his arm. And he immediately is like, he's in pain. And this guy doesn't sell nothing. He's like hurting. And, you know, he does a spot or whatever, and then I can't remember who it was. Somebody goes to him and they're going to do a spot or whatever. And he's just like, he's not doing anything. He's just like messing with his arm and his fingers. I couldn't tell if it was his wrist, his fingers or whatever. So turns out this dude dislocated his elbow. Ouch. He's like in intense pain. So they have a spot that they're going to do after the match with Hangman. This dude pops his elbow back into the socket and gets in and does the whole thing. It was crazy, dude. If you watch this, it's like, how did this guy get back in the ring? He popped his own elbow back in, apparently. So I think he's got a match tonight in Mexico. And apparently he's going to do it. So back in a moment, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. Yes, Roosh is a complete maniac.
He's a tough son of a gun.
And somebody told me he's actually on his way for this match in Mexico. So he's doing it. I can't imagine it.
He'll put a neoprene sleeve on and just go out there.
Yes. So Vince McMahon, you know, we used to have Court Bauer on the show all the time, and he would tell these Vince McMahon driving stories. This guy's just a maniac. So we got another reckless driving court case.
You got a pat on the wrist.
Yeah.
Not even a slap.
It was determined as long as Vince stays out of trouble for 1 year, his charges will be dismissed. He was accepted into a pretrial rehab program where his charges are set to be fully expunged in 2026, and he does not have to enter any kind of guilty plea. But he will probably have to save his money because he's got to make a $1,000 charitable donation.
No.
And only drive if properly licensed and insured. God, can you imagine if Vince with all that money was
he's only allowed to pay for insurance? He's only allowed to drive if he's properly insured and licensed? That's everybody.
Well, yeah. He was facing charges of reckless driving, following too closely. His Bentley rammed into the back of a vehicle, collided with a median wooden beam guardrail. Third vehicle also.
He could have killed people.
The person whose car was struck by McMahon's called it a, quote, horrific crash. Said she was mostly doing fine physically, but felt lucky to have survived. Surprised she hasn't, you know.
If she's smart, she will.
Yeah.
I would imagine Vince has blown more on lunch.
McMahon did not speak to reporters, but paused briefly to sign autographs and take pictures with fans before going into court, and again after leaving, before he was led to a waiting Cadillac SUV. I hope someone else was driving. God. We got good news on Chris Bay. It's been nearly 1 year since he suffered a broken neck. Initially doubtful he would ever walk again, but he's back on his feet, has now been discharged from physical therapy, told Chris Jericho that he is able to live an independent life where he can do things on his own, completely independent. I can dress myself. I can feed myself. One of the things I struggled with last year was my grip strength as far as opening things. I couldn't open bottles and stuff. Still have trouble depending on the type of bottle opening things, but I can drive myself now. I can pretty much do everything I need to do on the day-to-day basis. He cannot wrestle yet. His goal is to just wake up and feel good in life. He says he believes he will be able to wrestle again one day, even if it's just one more match, but he does know it will be no time soon. I truly look at it like I'm going to let time tell me. I'm going to let my body tell me. I think when I think about wrestling, it's not so much about going back to wrestling, getting back in wrestling, as much as it is finishing my story my way, whether that means one more match, one more program, whatever it is. He wants to focus on having a family someday. So all very good news.
Yeah, he was at Bound for Glory, and he looks fantastic.
Yeah, he came out moves and did the great. Attendance.
Yeah, he looks fantastic and moves really well. Most of us old-time wrestlers move slower than him now.
I did hear he was moving really, really well, so that's great. So I guess, like, the big issue is just grip, you know? I mean, everything he was talking about having to do by himself, like, you know, put on clothes, that'd all be grip-related, I would presume. So that's good news. And then in completely unrelated, but I also find this to be good news, we have a new Evolve Women's Champion, and dang it, it's Kendall Gray. Have you seen her?
I think she did a show for TNA. I think I've met her.
You know what her big advantage is? She wasn't a gymnast.
So they're not making her do meaningless flips all the time.
She doesn't do all of this stupid stuff. She was a wrestler. Actually, she did all sorts of things. She did wrestling and jiu-jitsu. And she, you know, it's funny because, like, Dave was on a couple shows ago. He was like, yeah, but she's really small. I was like, what does that have to do with anything? Like, if you're taller than Zelina, you're a giant.
Roxanne Perez is not a giant. Roxanne,
Zelina.
She's fantastic.
I mean, Jiminy Christmas.
Alexa Bliss.
Alexa, yeah. Kendall is not smaller than all of them. But, man, she is so good.
She's probably bigger than Ray.
I don't know about that.
Taller, maybe.
Maybe. But anyway, she is a great... I mean, for her level of experience, she's 24 years old. For her level of experience, she is really, really good. And, you know, I was watching, and Dave agreed too, and Tom. You know, the best woman in that women's battle royal on NXT was actually Kendall Gray. And she looked great. Everybody was into her. I think she got more of a reaction than anyone else in the match from beginning to end. Of course, they beat her because they're incompetent. But at least
she's in her 20s, Brian.
Yeah, she's well, you know, she's 24, so she only has 6 years before they can really give her a push. But anyway, she's a new Evolve champion, and I think she's going to be something.
Well, good for her.
I'm actually stunned. I don't want to mention.
Don't jinx anything, Brian.
No, it's not that. It's just, you know, we haven't talked to you about that TNA pay-per-view. And I know you work there, so I don't want to put you on the spot. But, like, Kendall Gray is better than anyone. Like, that indie match, and golly. And I like, you know, I got nothing against Indy Hartwell. She seems like a really, really nice lady. And Kalani, I mean, you know, some of you may not remember because I've been really down on Kalani of late. But, like, I was her biggest fan when she started. I wanted to spiritually take her under my wing because I saw so much potential. But then it's just, oh, you were a gymnast? You ever thought about doing a stunner into the splits? And all this other nonsense? And it always just like, Lance, tell me what you think about this, okay? Because I hear all these idiots on the internet. They don't get it. So listen. Remember Bam Bam Bigelow?
Yes, he was a friend of mine.
Big fat guy, okay?
Large man.
I mean, am I wrong? He was big and fat, okay? And like he was great, and he'd do these cool moves, and then to demonstrate his agility as a big fat guy, he would throw a cartwheel to like show off, right?
Yes.
Great. That's awesome, okay? EO. You're doing a match with EO, blah, blah, blah. You whip her in, boom, she has a right up back handspring. Shows off, and then boom, hits you with a move. Great. I got no problem with that. Hey, you're Will Ospreay. You know, you're really great. Everyone's on the floor. You're going to do a moonsault off the post. You're going to do a full twist as you do it. Wipe them everybody out. Great. I don't have any problem with a little bit of pizzazz, razzle dazzle in your matches. Okay. But I hate it when the razzle dazzle is part of a move that would be better if you didn't do it. Bro. Why would you do a stunner where you drop into the splits? You're trying to hurt your opponent and also potentially tear your own groin. Why would you do this? It doesn't make any sense. You know, when you randomly throw some, you're going to flip into this or you're going to cartwheel into this move or whatever. It's like, why would you do that? It would be so much easier. And then, you know, okay, she's a gymnast. Well, unlike Bam Bam Bigelow, it's not impressive when Kalani Jordan does a cartwheel. She's a gymnast. It's like, if you had a big fat guy and he's demonstrating his agility, that's cool. Like, Kalani, you know what Kalani is? I don't understand why they don't do this. Kalani's a gymnast. Okay? You know what gymnasts all have in common? They're really freaking strong. So you know what I would find more impressive than Kalani doing a random cartwheel into a stunner or whatever? If, like, she was one of those people that did, like, the deadlift slow motion German, because she probably can. You see someone as small, like, the magic is when you see someone do something you don't expect. Seeing a gymnast do a flip is not something that you don't expect, okay? Seeing a small person demonstrate immense strength, okay? Like, Bandito's not that small, but he's pretty small. And you see that guy do something crazy with Brody, and you're like, oh my God, that was incredible. You see a big fat guy, and he does an awesome cartwheel or something, you're like, whoa, holy smokes. You gotta be surprised by it. And like, they take these gymnasts, and it's like, you're a gymnast? All right, well, you're gonna do this move, and we're gonna add a whatever to it. And it's like, great, I don't like that stuff. It doesn't impress me. It makes the move look dumb. It takes away from their ability to work, because instead of working, they're having to just do some silly razzle-dazzle. That's going to be my new word in the match. I just don't like it. Like, learn how to work and then find a way to make yourself special with your work, whether it's extra strength because you're little or extra agility because you're big. That's what's special. Sorry. Anyway... I was just going to say Kendall Gray had a better performance than anybody, any of the women on that TNA show. But you don't have to comment. I don't want to put you on the spot. I've talked about it enough. Now,
yeah, I'm with you on the split stunner, though. It seems less impactful than dropping to your butt completely.
Yeah, why would you do that? It doesn't even make sense. Like, a move needs to at least make some sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, Taz got shoulder surgery. Successful shoulder surgery. Apparently, I think they had a list here. It was like he needed both knees and both shoulders replaced. And blames most of it on lifting heavy. Because he was small and wanted to be big. I know that story. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, a few things. So I did talk to someone in AEW. I gotta talk to more people, but this person was unaware of the of them having that same clause. But they said they didn't know for sure. Like, it could be in there. I mean, that's the thing. Like, nobody signs a contract presuming I'm gonna get myself fired in 6 months. I plan on doing something diabolical. Nobody does that. But you know, sometimes people get an idea as things get going. And you don't want them to cause havoc to try to get to work on the other show. So, that's that. All right. Dynamite. I presume you didn't watch any Dynamite?
Correct. I do not get AEW programming.
I got to find a way to get this to you. Doesn't Stephanie have some VPN gimmick you can use?
That's for Netflix.
She advertised. All right. I would say that this was a fine show. I don't even know. I'd say, like, by AEW standards, I'm not even sure I would say it was a good show, because their good shows are usually better than this. There was nothing bad on the show. Well, maybe one thing. And it was just kind of 3 hours of there. So the one thing that really I did not like was this opening segment with Renee and Tony and Statlander. Like, it was just so weird. So
it's Tony Storm.
This was weirder than normal.
Aren't they always weird?
No, it was weirder than normal because Renee's sitting there, and she says, "Okay, well, let's get this thing going. You know, let's talk about it." And as I think it was Statlander starts talking, and then Statlander starts to take her jacket off or something, and Renee all of a sudden she stands up and she throws down her papers and she goes, "Let's just get this over with, Tony." And I was like, what happened? Like, did I miss a show? Did I miss 7 takes? Like, what happened here? It was so weird. And then Tony launches into just, I mean, the Tony promos now, I mean, this was such a Tony promo that I didn't hear a word she said. It was just the usual, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then they go to Statlander, and Statlander starts cutting this promo about how she's an alien. And, like, now she's doing it like Tony. So it's, like, so dramatic, and it's like we're some stage play from... It's like I was watching Plan 9 from Outer Space, actually.
So Tony's from a black-and-white film, and Statlander's from an old sci-fi?
I was like, what in God's name is happening? And then finally, Statlander just goes, "Is this interview over?" And Tony says, "Yes, I'll meet you in the ring." And then they went to the ring, and they have a brawl. And first, Tony offers her a free shot. But, you know, Statlander's taking it back, and so Tony headbutts her. And then Chris offers her a fair shot, and Tony kisses her and leaves. And, man, when this was over, I was like, I don't care one bit about this match. Like, not one bit. I have no idea what's going on. Like, I like the Tony gimmick, but this segment here, I mean, I was like, let's just... Is this match over yet? I felt like Statlander. Is this interview over? Is the match over? I did not like this one bit. Did nothing for me. Then we had Hurt Syndicate and GOA. This is the feud that will never end. They've had like 10 matches. They have another one here. Shelton did in fact get pinned. And now they're going to have yet another match at the pay-per-view. The last pay-per-view was like a no DQ match. This pay-per-view is a tornado match, which is a different name, but it's the same exact match. All right.
Well, slightly different, but insignificantly different.
So then we had a Moxley Darby segment that appeared to be filmed in the county jail. They're both on one side of the glass. And it looked like Darby was inside the cell and Moxie was the visitor. But then Pac ended up in the cell with Darby and he murdered him. Blood splattered all over the glass. He killed this guy. And that led to something later. But I will say the performance of Moxie and Darby was like night and day from that Statlander Tony Storm promo. This was fantastic. And, you know, all of these Moxley angles, I feel like I'm the only one that gets what's going on. But what's happening here is that Moxley, the Darby character, really looks up to Moxley and would like to be united with him. But he does not like this evil version of John Moxley.
He does not approve of murder.
He does not approve of the way he's going about doing this. Moxley, on the other hand, is trying to tell Darby, you know, your issue isn't with me. Your issue is with yourself. All of these problems that you have, it's all you. You need to win this battle with yourself. And Darby's talking about how he took this flag to the top of Everest. And it's an AW flag, of course, because he loves AW so much. And they both agree, neither of us are ever going to quit. So what are we going to do here? It's like they're putting the match together. You're not going to quit. I'm not going to quit. What are we going to do? That's literally what they said. So then later in the show, you know, Darby comes back out again. He's half dead. And one by one, all of the Death Riders, they kill him. They kill him. They kill him. They kill him. Finally, the baby faces return. Darby makes his way into the ring, and he's on his knees, he's bleeding, and, you know, he reaches into his pocket and he pulls out the AEW flag he took to the top of Everest. And he lays the flag on the mat, and he says something like, Moxley, it's not too late to quit. And what I got out of this is Moxley's whole storyline, the whole Death Rider storyline, was that he is the most loyal AEW soldier there is, but he's so disgusted that everybody else is so complacent and lazy that, like, you guys got to step up. You guys got to step up and take me out. I want this place to be better. And, like, if you can't do it, I'm going to kill you, and someone else is going to step up and try. So he's like a babyface, but he's going about it all the wrong way. So now Darby is turning the tables on Moxley, and basically what he's saying is, this I Quit match, I want you to quit being that John Moxley. He wants him to go back to being a babyface John Moxley, and he wants John Moxley to wave the flag of AEW that he took to the top of Everest. None of this was said on television. I'm just telling you what's going on. And Moxley's response is to give him a Death Rider on the flag, leave him for dead. So one way or the other, it's pretty clear Darby's winning this weekend. And I think at some point, obviously, Moxley's going to go back to being one of the top babyfaces. I don't know if it's going to happen yet, but this is a very, very layered storyline that I think some people get and some people don't.
Has he and Renee ever got that vacation he was supposed to have, like,
are
3 years ago?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Now.
Dude, that's never going to happen. Like, he's going to have to get injured to get a vacation. It's just not going to happen.
Well, I would imagine in storyline, assuming he does, if he quits in this, he's going to have to sell near death. Maybe he'll get a vacation.
You know, I had a buddy. Remember when they did the entire Death Rider storyline, and it led all the way to the Hangman match. And then they had the whole big thing, and Hangman wins, and he vanquishes John Moxley or whatever. And I was talking to a friend of his, and I was like, is Moxley going to take time off now that, like, because that was like the whole thing. He had this whole thing in his head to lead all the way to All Out, and then the AEW guy gets to win or whatever. And I knew that, like, there had to be a vacation. He's owed a vacation. And the response that I got, they were like, I asked him, and suffice to say, the answer is no. And apparently there was a lot of profanity involved. Like, why not? So anyway, he's not taking time off.
Man loves his job.
Yeah, he does. Roderick Strong and Claudio. Claudio beat him with an uppercut. Crowd was dead. It was just kind of there. It was a good match, but, like, no one cared about it. Then we had the Don Callis birthday party video, which is an incredible video. Hey, you're friends with Don.
Have been for a while, yes.
Is he really 63?
I wouldn't have thought that old, no.
Okay. Because someone told me...
He's older than me, but I don't think he's that much.
Yeah, somebody told me the Wikipedia was wrong, but I didn't know. So, surprised Don hasn't said anything about it if the Wikipedia is wrong. Then we had the Mark Davis, Josh Alexander, Hechicero versus Omega in the Jurassic Express. And this was a very good match. And the story was basically, can Kenny trust Jack Perry, who murdered him a year and a half ago? Which they've since had to drop that storyline for numerous reasons. And can Jack trust Kenny? And after all that, the answer was, yes, they can trust each other. And then the Young Bucks hit the ring afterwards and ran wild on Jurassic Express, and then they made their own comeback, and Jack hit a big moonsault off the top on everybody. Post-match was really good. Sky Blue and Jamie Hayter had a match. It was all right. A little too long. It was fine. And then after Jamie got the win, Tekla cut a promo on her, told her to bring it. Mercedes did a promo with her 10 belts. So I guess... she's about to win 11. So funny.
Oh, I just I was looking at his Wikipedia, and it still has him married to an adult actress, which he's never met.
Oh, so there's a good chance his Wikipedia is
Wikipedia
incorrect.
Is not the most reliable.
All right. So anyway, Mercedes, they've announced she will be at the pay-per-view, but she has no match. So my guess is someone's going to challenge her. And I don't know who that is. And no, I do not think it is Britt Baker. All right, Rush Realistico Mortos versus Joe Hobbs and Shibata. Joe choked out Realistico. We had four post-match schmazes on this show, which was probably too many. And we had another one here with Joe and Hangman, and then Joe ended up handing him the belt and leaving. We had Orange Cassidy, Kyle O'Reilly versus Wheeler and Daniel Garcia, which Daniel pinned Kyle. And then we had yet another beatdown, and that led to the segment with Moxley and Darby. Megan Bain actually cut a promo, and I think she needs to cut promos every now and then. She's not a great promo. It would be best if she had someone who normally talked for her, and then she had to just say a few things here and there. But this led to another big brawl with Jet Speed and Willow and FTR and the whole shebang. And then Megan Bain beat Harley Cameron in a match which I very much thought over-delivered. This was a good match. It was very well put together. They gave Harley a lot, and the people really got into it, and this was not a great crowd, and it was good. We had an acclaimed promo. This is the worst feud of the year. I can't think of anything close. Nothing close. I mean, it is an atrocity. And then we had Kyle Fletcher, Rocky Romero, and Lance Archer versus Mark Briscoe and Brodito. And, of course, you know, it's just like New Japan. As soon as you see Rocky Romero's in the match, you know the finish, and you know he's getting pinned. And that's exactly what happened. And then we had another post-match brawl, and Okada laid out Bandido to set up the tag team match coming up the pay-per-view. So it was kind of a by-the-numbers. It was by Dynamite standards, it was below average. There were certainly no bad matches. You know, everything was good. But there was also no great match. So sort of kind of just there. So the pay-per-view is Adam Page and Samoa Joe AEW title. Statlander and Tony, women's title. Moxley and Darby, I quit. Kyle Fletcher and Mark Briscoe, TNT title. Brody and Bandido against Okada and Takeshita. The Young Bucks versus Jurassic Express, $500,000 on the line. Hurt Syndicate versus The Demand. Jamie Hayter and Tekla. Mercedes appears. And then the tailgate brawl is FTR and Jet Speed. Willow and Harley versus Megan and Penelope. Conglomeration versus Death Riders and Eddie Kingston and Hook versus TBA. I got it all out, Excalibur. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us. Hey, tonight on the Brian and Vinny Show, we got 90 minutes to talk about AEW and NXT. And hopefully I have a lot more news on a lot of things by then, so you should check it out. The Brian and Vinny Show at WrestlingObserver.com. WrestlingObserver.com gets you all of the podcasts we've ever done. 15,000 shows dating back to 2005. Brian and Vinny Show, Observer Radio, Observer Live, all of the shows on the site, every single one of them is up there, mostly. And then, we'll do that tonight. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Just put the word behind F4W Online. So F4WOnline.com/Apple, F4WOnline.com/Spotify, F4WOnline.com/YouTube. All three of those, $9.99 a month. And there's like 85 shows every month, all between an hour and a half long. And all of the news is there first, and they're a lot of fun. Especially that Tuesday show where we review TNA wrestling from 20 years ago this week.
Golly. The Dudley funeral the week they retired.
That was so amazing that amazing. I watched the Dudleys retire on a TNA pay-per-view, and then I watched a show from 20 years prior to the week, and it was a funeral for the Dudleys. Yep. It's like, how?
TNA Wrestling's Instagram shared the funeral segment this week.
Oh, my God. It's so crazy when we go back and watch these shows. It's just like, I must live in a simulation of some sort. But anyway, we got to wrap it up. I want to thank you all for listening. I'll be back later on tonight with Vinny. Back here tomorrow, Fun Friday with Lance. That's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.